This is Law and Disorder.
Last week, we interviewed Michael Avery, president of the National Lawyers Guild, and Shane Katidal, a staff attorney at the Center for Constitutional Rights, just after their successful oral argument in federal court on the question of whether the National Security Agency, without any warrants, can spy on the conversations between the center's attorneys and their clients.
Already one federal judge has so held. The government really has nothing on its side, yet it persists and continues in warrantless wiretapping our phone calls and our email.
Listeners will remember that several weeks ago, we interviewed Shanti Sells and Daniel Strauss, two people down at the Arizona border who were arrested and threatened with long prison terms for daring to rescue and take two Mexican immigrants to a hospital.
We have surprising good news for you on that front. Although obviously the question of immigration from Mexico and what we are doing to people in the desert is still a very serious topic.
Recently, the government of Mexico has announced the victory of presidential candidate Felipe Calderón. Millions of people are in the streets and camped in Mexico City as we broadcast. The situation is the most extraordinary, perhaps even revolutionary situation that's developed so far in Latin America.
You can only fool most of the people most of the time. At some point, people act, and what's happening now in Mexico is a rising up from under. Welcome to Law and Disorder. This is Michael Ratner, president of the Center for Constitutional Rights.
I'm Michael Smith, New York City attorney and author.
I'm Heidi Boghossian, executive director of the National Lawyers Guild.
I'm Dahlia Hashad, director of the USA program at Amnesty International.
Here on Law and Disorder, we four lawyers and activists will strive to be your eyes and ears, your early warning system, your educators, counselors, and advocates. Here, we'll talk about the laws, practices, and procedures that we believe are strangling democracy. We'll be in the courts, in the books, on the streets, and here on the radio with you. We hope that we'll be lawyers you will like.
The great civil liberties attorney Bill Kunstler saw it coming. The police state is emerging, he warned. It's coming piece by piece, before and especially after September 11th.